guys.
It's me, Brizzy.
And Tessa is here as well.
We need to have a talk. That sounds so scary.
This isn't scary, guys. This isn't a scary time. We're still friends. And we still want to make a podcast, but we don't know what to do. We need to talk to you guys about all this.
Yes.
So yeah, we came back this year after taking a very, very long break because of pandemic things and because of personal things on my end. I was very depressed and needed a break. But now we were excited to come back and we were like, let's try out this Too Much to Watch thing just because like it sounds like a cool idea and it would be a little different. This is just not working for me.
I maintain that it is a cool idea, but I think I also recognize that like we aren't really, when it comes down to it, movie reviewers or TV reviewers, and it is a lot of work to keep up with, especially like timely things like movie comes out on Thursday and you've got to watch it and record a podcast and edit that podcast before Monday. Like that is a quick turnaround almost every week if you're doing timely stuff and stuff like that. So it's a lot and we're not getting paid for this. So to sacrifice our actual work or really important personal stuff like wedding planning is a lot to ask for something like that.
Yeah, it's just too much work, you guys. It was a thing where I was just like, Brizzy, I can't do this. It's too much every week. There's too much to watch.
This is a self-fulfilling prophecy. We did this to ourselves.
We really did. I was like, it's just too much. I can't have homework for my fun times. It felt like homework. It felt like I needed to watch a thing. And then I was like, oh no, I can't do this in time. And it was hard to schedule, like Brizzy was saying, and get it out. And it just felt like also we were like trapped in this formula, like because we did something so specific. It's like we can't talk about other things if we want to.
Right.
Whereas like with Fantastic Geeks, we could just kind of talk about whatever we wanted, really. So that was nice.
Right.
And also this one like didn't feel as like geeky and as much into our personalities, and I like missed Fantastic Geeks.
I think it had a lot of our personalities because it was us talking, but that's just me.
I mean, it's still us. We were still talking, and it was still fun, and we were still had a good time whenever we got to record, but it didn't feel like the same vibe. It was a little bit of a different vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was missing the old vibe, and so we want to try to like find a, I don't know, it's not like we're combining the two, but it's
right.
I want to do Fantastic Geeks again, but I don't want it to be like as segmented or as edited because it's just us doing it, you know.
Right. I think we want to go back to Fantastic Geeks, but also open it up even more. Mm-hmm. So we could talk about TV shows and movies and books and play the games and stuff that we're all doing, but it won't be as strictly segmented and all that jazz, and we could open it up to other weird, we could talk about whatever we want as long as we're like geeking over it in some way, basically. And that could really be literally anything. So I mean, if we want to geek over a reality show, no one's stopping us. If we want to talk about the concept of aliens and artificial intelligence,
oh my gosh,
we could do
please.
That. If I want to run a Dungeons and Dragons session one-shot thing for you,
yes.
I could do that. We could do whatever we want.
Yeah, because we're the geeks. this is our life. This is our podcast. So, and you guys are too. So it's like, I miss all the geeks being together and talking about geeky things. Let's bring that back.
Okay.
Yay. Woo. No more homework.
No
School's
more
out.
Homework.
School's out for the summer. It's Phineas and Ferb. It's 100 days of summer vacation.
And I yes, for anyone wondering, I think this will result in an increase in Potter discussion as well.
Yeah, yeah. I also want to go back to answering people's like riddles and stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to answer questions again. That was one of my favorite things, was like seeing people's like specific questions that they had and answering, because it made me feel all like happy and connected to
yeah.
everybody.
But now we can take Ravenclaw riddles via voice message.
Yes. Yes. let's do like voice message or email. We can do either.
Yeah.
So you guys can send an email into fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com or send us a voice message, because those are really cool.
Yeah.
We love hearing your voices, and it makes us like, I don't know, I feel like more connected to someone when I hear, maybe it's the voice actor in us.
I think it's just human. Mm. Hearing someone talk is way more, you really get a better idea of an actual human being there, way more than just text on a screen.
Right. So true. It's that's fair. But that would be really fun if we could bring that back. I still want to do sorting.
Yeah.
I want us to sort some characters and yeah, just talk about Harry Potter whenever we want, and talk about just other things. Like, I'll probably want to do an episode where I talk about wedding planning and stuff.
Yeah.
And we could do, I definitely want to do Dungeons and Dragons for sure.
Yes.
I wonder if you could like do, if we could do an episode where you like teach me about what it is, or like create a character with me or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've like never done that, and I have no idea how to do that, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I think that would be really fun, because that's actually really intimidating for me, because I feel like once I play the actual game, I'll sort of get into it, but it's like the creating the character part is very intimidating, because there's like all these things, I don't know what all these things mean. It's like, oh, plus this, plus that. I'm like, is this like creating a Sims character? Like, I don't.
Yeah, we'll do a D&D for babies.
Yeah, babies.
Episode. Like, making your first character. What does all this mean? Episode.
Yes. Yes, please.
And then either the episode after that or a few weeks after that, who knows, like, we can bring that character into something else.
Ooh, okay.
You know, you can use that character that you made for, like, the thing that I lead you on.
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing. I would love that. That would be perfect. We have to do that.
That's good, because then, like, the people who are listening to you play, have never played D&D will also not be lost, because they'll get the little...
Right.
They'll learn with you in that first episode.
Oh my gosh, Brizzy, what if, like, then we can bring even more people into D&D world, because they're learning as well.
Yes,
just like me.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, fun. Love that. That's amazing. So yeah, we have to do D&D stuff. We have to do sorting stuff. We have to do wedding stuff. We have to do... Oh, and we definitely have to talk about aliens. We have to talk about robots and AI.
Yep.
And androids and probot rights. We need to talk about what other? Oh, we have to talk about like Loki, because I want to talk more about Loki.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about like Loki finale and stuff.
Yes,
probably.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Oh, perfect. Great, 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 great. Because I want to definitely talk about that.
Yeah, that was one of the main things that was perturbing to me about Too Much to Watch, is I love the concept, love the idea, but it's a lot less interesting to talk about a first episode than to talk about a last episode. There's like so much more to talk about when it's like finale.
Totally. That's why I loved when we talked about WandaVision, because we could like talk about all of it at the end. Like, we talked about the first, but then we're like, oh no, Let's talk about this last episode. I also am such a sucker for a freaking finale episode.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just like the buildup of the thing and the, especially if it's something that like you're really into. Like, oh my God, I can't. I just, these Marvel shows are so good. So anyway, I'm going on a tangent. But, oh, I still want to do like a Bunked episode and talk about Bunked.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
We have to like.
We'll have like a month of Tessa where we. Where we watch Bunked. We watch the Fred show, movie? I can't remember.
It's an episode. Yeah.
Episode. We'll find a
bootleg of Billy Elliot.
Bootleg of Billy Elliot.
Oh my God, yes.
We'll watch Glee.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. We'll do my repertoire, and then we have to do a month of you as well. Oh, we have to do both of us.
There's so much less.
No. Oh my God, no. No, no, no. You're in that Christmas movie that I've never seen, and I am so mad that I've...
Snow Globe Christmas.
I've never seen that. I love Christmas
movies. It's literally the smallest part.
Doesn't matter.
Does not need to exist.
I don't care. I'm going to love it.
But Donald Faison is in it, and he's great, so there's that.
No, but we can also talk, you've done voiceover stuff, we could talk about that. You could talk about NYU and what it was like going to school there. Like, I'm interested. Come on, we gotta know. We're gonna dive in. This is the place to do it, baby.
All right.
This is our podcast now. I'm gonna learn everything about you.
We could have an episode that's like comparing acting paths, your like non-formal like joining Broadway as a teenager and like that kicking off your career versus my like very formal university track.
Yeah, bro, I'm a college dropout, me and Kanye, so
you and Kanye. You could have picked so many other amazing college dropouts and you picked Kanye.
No, because that's his like CD album.
His record.
His college. Isn't it College Dropout or something? I don't know. Joe
I
always.
I don't know. Kanye. This
I don't know.
Fantastic Geeks.
Literally, Joe always says that to me. He's like, you and Kanye, College Dropout. So that's the only reason why I say that. It's all Joe's fault. But yeah, there's other people that dropped out of college. But whatever. But yeah, that would be fun. I want to know because I actually really always wanted to go to NYU. So I'm like, interested. I want to know.
There
what
are
it was
some
like.
Weird things. Weirder than you think. Some weird things that I don't even know yet if I should talk about it on the podcast. Ooh. I'll think about it.
Okay. We also talk about New York versus LA, living in New York versus living in LA, and
True.
Our thoughts.
True.
Because that's a whole thing too. And we can answer like acting questions. Like we could talk about everything. Open book. And like I want to know like also growing up like with Harry Potter, like sort of, because art, that was really different between you and me. So that's interesting and sort of like how that affected it. So I don't know. I'm just so many things to talk about, so many things that could fall under our lives as geeks.
True.
So, and we can, guys, let us know like what you would want us to talk about, like tweet us you know, and I guess we have to change our Twitter back.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out guys. Don't worry, just if you're already following us, there's no problems. And
yeah,
once we change it, we'll let you know and it's all good. But either tweet us or join the Facebook group and tell us what you want us to talk about, because it's open. We could talk about anything geeky, whatever we want. It's our podcast now. It's ours.
This
now.
Is our house. This is our rules. And we can't stop.
Whoa, that's right. I mean, Fantastic Geeks, when we started, it was very fun, but it was very, like, formal, and it was very much like, oh, okay, we're going in a studio, and they're, like, getting us brand deals, and they're, like, editing it for us, and it was amazing, and I loved that experience, but this is just you and me. Like, we're doing this for fun. We love talking to you guys. And it's great.
Yeah.
You understand. I've been so excited about this.
Oh.
guys, you don't understand. I've been, like, so stressed these past couple of weeks. But also, I'm, like, really happy. I'm, like, happy, but also stressed. I think that's just what planning a wedding is. Just, like, stressful, but, like, happy. But, like, oh, my God, there's so many things to figure out. But also, it's going to be amazing. And there's also amazing things happening. But I just feel the time slipping away, you know? And I'm just like, ah. And we also have to talk about my bachelorette. We have to talk about so many things.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that? Wow. Yeah.
Well, after. We have to wait till it happens.
Yeah.
After it happens. Just because I want to make a video about it, but then, like, we could talk about if there was anything that, like, happened.
Yeah, true.
There's any more things to talk about. But yeah, it's... so much fun things.
We could have an episode of ghost stories.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, we have to talk about ghosts.
If we plan it ahead of time, we can tell people in the episode before, like, send us a voice message of your ghost story.
Oh my God, stop. I would love that. Please. Please. I want to hear everybody's paranormal experience. Oh my gosh, Brizzy, we can go ghost hunting and we can have bring something on the go.
A voice recorder.
Voice recorder.
Hey, ghost, say something for the pod.
I'll be like, what Hogwarts house are you, ghost? Are you a Slytherin?
We come back and we're like, all right, ghost didn't answer. What house do we think they're in?
They made some noises near the kitchen, so maybe they're a Hufflepuff. We need to go ghost hunting, please. It's like on my bucket list of things I want to do in my life. But I don't even know where we would go. Like, look up haunted Airbnbs. Like, how do you even go ghost hunting?
True. I don't know.
Right? We need to figure it out.
Yeah. There's got to be, like, a list of haunted Airbnbs, you know?
Yeah. Or we can just go to some haunted place. Like, Pennsylvania's pretty freaking haunted. There has to be parts of California that are haunted.
Yeah, people die here.
Yeah. Like, I remember at the Roosevelt Hotel, there's this one mirror that you could, like, see Marilyn Monroe in sometimes.
Oh, my God. Wait, we could stay one night in the Roosevelt. Yeah. And try to hunt there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We could, like, try to find some, like, old hotels in Hollywood or something. Just not, oh my God, not the murder hotel. What was that hotel?
Not Cicely Diesel Hotel? Oh my God. No. We would have to be the bravest ever. Oh my God. Because, like, look, ghosts are one thing. That hotel's full of murder.
No, that's a murder hotel. I don't want to go to murder hotel. I just want to see some nice ghosties. I don't want to murderers. That's too much. That's too scary for me.
God.
So no murder hotel, just like a little old, like old haunted fun hotel. So we'll look into it. But that would be very fun. And I don't know. We'll think if there's, like, any other, like, bucket list type thing we want to do. We could just,
oh,
like,
my God, Tessa.
What?
Can we go to Evermore Park in Utah?
Yes.
You know what it is?
Yes.
Yes. So it'd be all this, like, role playing and, like, it's like Ren Faire, but, like, a theme park sort of thing. And we could do an episode on it. We could film stuff and it'd be really fun.
Yep, we'll film collabs on for our YouTube, and then we'll do a podcast episode 100%. I want to go. Let's go.
I'm so excited.
I have, like, completely changed my life in that I, like, want to just do everything. I'm like, you know what? This is the time to do it. I'm not going to hoard my money like a dragon. I'm going to live my life every single day.
Like a dragon?
Yeah. Some people are like, you know, I'm going to get all this money and then I'm going to be like a dragon and sit on it and be like, oh, my money. Oh, like, look how successful. Or, oh, I'm so, like, focused on work that I'm just going to, like, my work is going to be my everything. No way, Jose. I am working to live, not living for my work. It is new life, new fun times. Oh my God, it has, like, changed my entire, like, perspective on everything, and it's been amazing.
When did this shift happen?
This happened, I want to say, like two or three weeks ago. I was having
whoa
I was talking to who was I talking to was it my mom? I think I was talking to my mom, and she was like, because I was getting all like stressed out about, oh, like I can't get this thing out, or all this stuff is happening, or I don't know, like, I think I was stressing about like wedding stuff and then like podcast stuff and then like other things that are happening that I can't sort of talk about yet. And so I was like just stressed out. My mom goes, why are you stressed out about this stuff? And I was like, because it's like overwhelming and it's making me feel really overwhelmed. And she's like, but like the stuff that is happening to you is amazing things. And like, why don't you just do the work and then have fun? Or I don't know. There was some sort of thing where she was like, why are you like harping over this every second when you could just do the thing and then leave it alone and enjoy yourself? Like, she's like, you can't like be so like obsessive over your work or else you're never going to get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're only going to be like thinking, oh, I need to do this in order to get to the next step. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do this. And I thought that that was the only way that I could push myself and motivate myself. And in my brain, I was like, oh, that's why I'm so successful, because of that. But it's not true. It's just not true, because I still am getting just as much stuff done, and I'm still getting my work done. I'm still making enough money to survive. I'm still conquering goals and doing things, but I'm just not miserable.
Wow.
While I'm doing it, I'm enjoying myself.
What a concept. She's found the secret to life.
Guys, just have some fun sometimes. Just like, don't get so stressed out, even though life is so freaking stressful all the time, and it's hard and stressful, and sometimes like money is tight, and sometimes things are, but it's like, it's gonna be okay, you know?
And the stress doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. And that's what's so hard. And because when you're in that place, it feels like you have to do it, because it's like, no, this is helpful to me. It's going to motivate me. It's going to get me out of this, but it's not going to get you out of this. As long as you're like being smart with your money enough, you know, I'm not telling you to like, oh, go crazy, like spend all your money,
go
like
to
go to Vegas and put it all on black or whatever the hell that is. It's like, no, you have to be smart, but you can also not be like obsessive and like bring yourself down when you're already down. And you can enjoy yourself for free. You can like talk to your friends. You can like watch stuff that is available. Like, you can, I don't know, you have to leave yourself time to enjoy things. I don't know. I just like, it has helped me so much.
Yes. But yes.
I don't know. I don't know why it took me so long to understand, but it was just something where I think I was just so like wrapped up in like career stuff, and that was like where I got so much of my happiness, and I loved all the stuff that I got to do, but it was like, it was preventing me from enjoying other things because I was so wrapped into it, where it's like, you can have both. It's like that commercial where it's like, why not both?
Por que no los dos?
Guys, you can have both. You can have a successful career, and also you could just have some fun and enjoy your life and enjoy your friends and enjoy your family, because like that stuff could be taken away. You don't even know. We don't know how long we're going to live, guys.
Oh God, this podcast took a turn.
We don't know. We need to enjoy our moments. Okay. This is off the rails. We need to reel this back in.
I mean, that's what it's all about though, right? Is you want whatever you're doing, especially if we're not getting paid for this, like you want it to be something that you are excited to do, and it's not feeling like work for work's sake.
Right. Exactly.
And so that's why the shift. We're doing whatever we're excited to do in the moment.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So I hope you guys are also excited about this. Hopefully.
Well, after that big pep talk that probably just changed a couple lives, I think they're probably pretty excited. There is one voice message that I think you might be down to answer.
Oh, okay.
If you want to. It is sorting characters from a movie that I know you like.
Okay, let's listen.
All right, this message comes from Woody B.
Hi, Tessa. Hi, Brizzy. I know there's not an assignment this week, But I have a question for you. What houses would you sort the big three of the Big Lebowski? Walter, the dude, and Donnie. I think Walter is a broken Hufflepuff because he loves Donnie. So, yeah.
Thank you, Woody.
Oh, my gosh. You guys probably don't know this. Do they know how much I love the Big Lebowski? I don't think so.
Yeah. You mentioned it on our catch-up episode when you talked about, all the stuff you love to rewatch.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, do these people know how obsessed I am with that?
I don't think
that
this
movie
was just a coincidence that Woody asked this. I think he knew.
So, Big Lebowski, Big Three, Dude, Walter, and Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Walter being a Hufflepuff, I absolutely love. I think that's amazing. But it's hard because...
It's hard. I feel like Dude's more of a Hufflepuff than Walter.
They're all Hufflepuffs, honestly.
They might be.
I think that they're just a big group of Hufflepuffs.
I don't know, though. The way Walter was handling the money situation, the case of money, how he handled that did not feel Hufflepuff to me. That felt Gryffindor as heck.
Yeah. Yeah. Walter might be more of a Gryffindor because of just how he acts, and also, he's very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, nope, gotta do it this way, or this is the way we're doing it. This is the plan. This is how we're doing it. And then the dude's like, no, man, it's just, let's chill. It's fine. And Walter's like, am I the only one who cares about the rules? You know? So it's like, if he cares about the rules, I don't know. Maybe he's more of a Hermione. Because Hermione's more of a Gryffindor that cares about the rules, but also, loves her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Walter is Hermione.
Oh, my
the
God.
Two most opposite.
I know, right?
But it's hard because I feel like Donnie is also loyal to them and as well. They all care about each other, but they're not outwardly talking about how much they care about each other ever. And they're all definitely not Slytherin. There's no ambition there. There's no drive. There's no Slytherin there. And there's no Ravenclaw there either. There's no we're thinking about this.
Right.
Walter's maybe the closest that could be a Ravenclaw, but I feel like he would be more Hermione Gryffindor in that way, or just a Hufflepuff than Ravenclaw. And the dude is definitely not a Ravenclaw, and neither is Donnie. So they're not Ravenclaw, not Slytherin. So I feel like it is between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. I don't think the dude is Gryffindor. I think he's probably the most Hufflepuff.
Yeah, agreed.
Because he's just going with the flow, wants to hang out with his friends, is super loyal. He's just chill, man. He's just let's.
The dude abides.
The dude abides.
The Hufflepuff abides.
The puff abides. Yeah, dude is very Hufflepuff. Donnie, I also think is Hufflepuff. And Walter could be a Gryffindor, could be a Hufflepuff. I think it's funny if they're all Hufflepuffs bowling.
Just three Hufflepuff bros bowling.
Because, they get wrapped up in the mystery, and then they have to be involved, but it's not like they were seeking it out, you know?
For the most part.
I feel like Gryffindors would seek it out.
Walter kind of inserted himself.
He definitely does it the most. He would definitely be the biggest argument for Gryffindor for sure.
Right.
Because of how he acts. But in his heart, he does have a little bit of a puff heart. A little bit. So I understand the puffiness there, but he is definitely the most Gryffindor out of the three. So yeah, Hufflepuff, and then we can make Walter a Gryffindor.
Okay, yeah.
That would be my... He's a Gryffindor surrounded by two puffs.
Yeah.
Puff sandwich.
Thank you, Woody, for your question. If you guys want to send us a voice message, a Ravenclaw riddle, anything, a question about anything you know that we're into and we've been talking about, Harry Potter, whatever. Go to the link in the description to our Anchor website, or pull up the Anchor app and look up our podcast either too much to watch or Fantastic Geeks, depending on when you're listening to this, and click voice message. And now let's read a review from Apple Podcasts. We're going to keep doing that. So if you haven't already, go on to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review because it helps people find the pod. And every episode we'll read one on the show. This one comes from Tonks and Lupin.
Oh, wow.
And yet it's a Slytherin riddle. Funny that. Okay. It says, I love this podcast so much. Your theories are funny. Can you please sort frozen characters into Hogwarts? Thanks. Love the show. I think we've done that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we've done the main characters when we talk about like Frozen 2 and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you might have to go back to find that. And here is my Slytherin riddle. My Patronus is a hare and my mom's is a dolphin. We both think we should have each other's. What do we do? From Imogen the Slytherin.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm assuming this means when you took the test, like Pottermore test, it said hare for you and dolphin for your mom. Pottermore, like Patronus test, I don't put a lot of stock in that at all. I mean, obviously the house test, even if you get something that you really don't feel is right, you can change that. That's your choice. But I think even more so with Patronus, if you feel like you didn't get something that's right for you, you can change it even more so. Because there's only so many. The Patronus test is a little bit random, you know?
Yeah. And it also can't include every animal. There's more animals out
there. Yeah, it's impossible to include every animal in the world that you could possibly have as a Patronus. So I just don't feel like it is even possible to be as accurate as the house test.
But it also might be cute if you and your mom have like animals that represent the other because you guys love each other.
In a more wholesome way.
Oh yeah, not in an obsessive weird Snape way, but in a nice like, oh my god, mom and daughter way. Like that's cute.
Right.
So maybe it's something like that.
Yeah, it's like your mom is there protecting you. And, like,
oh my god, stop. Ew, I'm gonna cry. That's so sweet.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I think that's the best answer. I like that answer. But yeah, guys, it's like with the Patronus test, you know what animal makes sense for you and which animal is like connected. Because I feel like a lot of people are like connected to specific animals. Like, in weird ways. Even, like, without thinking about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I always felt connection with cats. Different types of cats. Jungle cats. House cats. For all the cats. I'm a member of the cat family. I always felt connected to
cool
them.
Cats and kittens.
Oh, no. Not her. Not Carol Baskin, but the cats. Yes, I love all the cats. But I don't know. What animal are you, like, connected to?
I kind of go back and forth between, like, red pandas and bats.
Ooh.
I think about bats a lot more. I think probably because, like, my Twitch channel, we're, like, the Brizzy Bat family. And I've always, like, think bats are so cute and, like, contributing to like bat conservation. I think they're really important. There are nocturnal pollinators, but they're also creepy and weird and fun and related to Batman and, you know, it's very cool and spooky. Mm-hmm. I like them a lot. And then red pandas are just cute and playful and I like them.
Oh my gosh, they are so cute. They are actual teddy bears. They are the cutest little things. And bats are also amazing. I met a bat once and that bat was very funny and playful. And he was like, he went in my mom's hair and was nesting and then it made us all laugh and it was funny. And he like was like, ah! And then he was just like hanging upside down, like near me and my dad. And then we got him outside and then he was fine. But I was like, oh no, he's trapped. But then we got him outside and it was all good. But he was so small and cute.
Little sky puppies.
Yeah, Bruce kind of looks like a bat. My cat has a face that looks like a little baby bat.
Yeah.
So he's my little Batman because he looks like a little baby bat.
Okay. I think we should probably end. Yep.
But guys, we're going back to Fantastic Geeks.
Fantastic Geeks is back, baby.
We're not going to add the where to find them. It's just Fantastic Geeks, because that's us.
It is us.
And that's you guys.
Maybe it'll change one day, but for now, we're going to stick with Mondays uploading. We'll let you know if that changes.
Yeah. We're going to keep doing it on Monday for now. Yay!
So follow us. Keep up on Facebook and Twitter. All the links are in the description. Whether it's Too Much to Watch or Fantastic Geeks, it'll be in the description, so you'll know.
Yep.
And, yeah. See you Monday.
See you next Monday. Bye. Bye.